Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Time for our Tuesday visit with Scott Kleinberg. And today we're taking end of the year tech smarts, and we will tell you what to do about all that. Think Spotify Wrapped. And for cleaning up your digital life, we need digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Scott, walk us through what this means for folks wrapping up the year.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. The Spotify Wrapped comparison is perfect because everyone right now is talking about it. So my hope is we can get just as many people talking about this take, you know, because end of the year tech smarts is really a personal recap. You let you review what you've done online, fix the weak spots, and maybe add some fun upgrades along the way.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, all right, what's up first?
I would say let's start simple. If you've put off updating software, fix that now. Go to settings on your phone or your computer. There's usually an update all button so you can do it all at once. And if you do that, you'll enjoy a feeling of accomplishment because these kinds of updates, remember, they're important. They can do everything from patch security holes. Those are the kinds of things that hackers love to exploit. And it could also add new fancy features to apps.
Yeah, and when we get to the Genius Bar later, good question about those updates. We'll get to that. But for now, let's talk a little bit more about this. Updates do seem like low-hanging fruit, super easy and super beneficial, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I honestly, Bob, I wish I understood why people have such a hard time staying current.
Yeah. All right, what about passwords? I know that's not fun, but it qualifies in a year-end list like this.
Yeah, it does. And it's really hard to not bring up passwords because it's such a necessity. And so many breaches start with weak passwords. And quite honestly, I am just not the kind of person that wants to find out what happens when you use something simple and easy to guess. And I also don't understand why people choose to do that. I honestly think it may take longer to think of 123456 as your password then have your computer or iPhone suggest a strong one. And then you can grab a password manager app or use one that's built into the operating system, and you're good to go. It's easy.
You know that password app, it's called 1Password. You familiar with that one?
Yeah.
I've always used that, but now when I go to that, it's telling me I have to update it, and I think they're going to start charging. So I guess I got to do that, don't I?
It's one of those things where this happens so often with so many things where you get used to something and you use it all the time, and then they know that you are, you know, not hooked on it necessarily, but you need it, and then they charge for it, and that goes for password apps and other apps. So, yeah, it sounds like you'll need to do that or find something else that's doing it a little bit differently.
Yeah, or free. And yeah. I am hooked. You really need to check everything you have, don't you?
You really do. I mean, your email, your banking, your shopping, and make sure when it comes to passwords that you don't share them over those different things. Because even when your passwords are secure, repeating them is never a best practice. Also, remember to enable two-factor authentication. That's matured over time, too. That's really interesting. Yes, there's the kind that we all know about and talk about that text you the code, but there's also the kind where you can open up the app and click OK. There's also dedicated authenticator apps that generate their own code. And you might not have all of these choices depending on the site or the app, but it's good to know that they exist.
Yeah, well, those are the basics. You used the word fun when we started. Tell us what fun looks like in this context.
Maybe it's more entertaining than fun. We'll see. We'll see what people think. But one idea is you can run a digital detox report, and those are always interesting to me. Apps like Screen Time on iPhone or Digital Wellbeing on Android, they can give you full detail of your 2025 usage stats. And as entertaining as it is to be aware of these stats, what you do with them can make you so much healthier in the new year. I mean, hundreds of hours of doom scrolling could be turned into something much more productive.
I like that. Do you have another one?
This one I think is more on the fun side. Set up smart home holiday hacks. If you have something like an Echo or a Google Home, you can create routines. So you could say a word that plays festive music and turns on the holiday lights. People have automations like this all the time, but hacking it just a little bit to give it a holiday focus, I'd say that qualifies as fun.
Yeah, sounds like it. Continuing with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And Scott, we haven't gotten into exercise. A lot of people make that one of their New Year's resolutions. And I know you've got some fitness tracker info for us.
Yeah, sure. So you could use your fitness tracker of choice. There's lots of them now, and enter some sort of year-end challenge. I have those on my Apple Watch and my Garmin. Yeah, I actually wear both. And one is called the 12 Days of Fitness, where you commit to achieving a goal for 12 days. Things like that are fun, and they work whether you walk outside along the lake or you walk inside on a treadmill.
How about fun with photos?
There's always fun with photos. There are all kinds of ways to see your year in review through pictures. Even if you make your own version and just filter the choice by 2025, you can see everything you've done. And as a bonus, more on the smart side than fun, but still bonus, you can use one of those declutter apps. They are very popular now, to free space by getting rid of all the doubles that you took and all the screenshots that you no longer need.
Yeah, so many of those. Practical stuff. Checks all the boxes. What else?
Well, we can go back to smart for a few minutes. Remember, always back up your content. Use an external drive or use a cloud service, iCloud or Google One. They don't cost a lot and you have lots of choices.
Can you do both?
Oh, absolutely. You can back up to the cloud and then you can have a version that you can keep on your desk or in your closet in the form of a hard drive. And nowadays, the memory, it's all flash. So these backup drives last much longer than those physical hard drives that we used, back in the olden days of technology.
And what about cleaning up old stuff on various devices?
Oh, that's a good one. Get rid of old apps that you haven't opened, say, since 2023, because if you haven't used these apps in 2024 and 2025, there is no reason to think that you're going to use them in 2026.
All right, Scott, well, leave us with one more fun one.
Yeah, sure. So if you haven't already, explore AI from a help me out standpoint. And what I mean by that is something like asking ChatGPT or Gemini to plan a road trip playlist if you're heading out for the holidays, something like that.
And in keeping with the Spotify theme, how would you sum all this up?
I would say pick some things that we just talked about and commit to them for a week. Like, say, day one, update your software. Day two, lock down your passwords. And it's empowering when your digital life feels organized. It may feel in pieces now, but once it's organized, it's different. And quite honestly, it's really a lot like hitting the reset button or reboot button on your tech life.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that would feel very good. Now to the Genius Bar. A couple of questions for you, Scott. This is timely. Can you ask Scott, if I downloaded iOS 26, can I delete it?
Unfortunately, I laugh because the answer is no. And I can't tell you how many times I have downloaded a new series of, software and I wanted to get rid of it because I don't like it. It's jarring in this case. iOS 26 is very different, but no. Because what happens is once they issue the new version, they stop, it's called signing. They stop signing the old version, which means the old version is no longer available in their servers. So there's no way to go back to where you were. Unfortunately, you just have to learn to live with it and hope that the updates that they do that are upcoming will be better.
And I talked about this recently, autocorrect. Lately, it's driving me nuts when I'm texting or sending an email. It's not saving me time. I'm spending more time backing up and changing the words it's giving me. What can I do about that?
Well, this is going to sound really, really interesting. First of all, the practical part of what you can do is you can open the Settings app. You can tap General and Keyboard. This is for an iPhone. Tap General, tap Keyboard, and you can toggle on the switch that says Auto Correction. And the one thing that's really interesting, though, about this is I feel like autocorrect does more than just annoy me. I feel like if autocorrect is off, it's so much easier to make a mistake because the size of the keyboard is small. So for me, it corrects the little things. Like if I spell the wrong for some reason, it'll make it the. If you turn off autocorrect, it's not doing that anymore. So you have to kind of balance between, you know, is it saving you time? Maybe it doesn't seem like it now, but once you turn off the switch, it may seem like it opens up a new can of worms. So I think it's just a personal preference there.
No. I'll do a test and let you know how it turned out.
That sounds good.
Thank you, Scott. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, Bob.
You too.